Hi, this is Mike Messier, and this is a kind of a co-promotion of myself and William Summer of the Doomer Bloomer podcast, and subscribe to Mike Messier YouTube channel. So depending on whether you're watching us here on Subscribe to Mike Messier YouTube channel or listening to Will's typical outlets of the podcast, Doomer Bloomer podcast, of which I was a guest on a few months ago, you'll either be hearing us and seeing us or just hearing us. William, how you doing today, buddy?
Good. I just actually got back from a camping trip. Been trying to de-stress, decompress, and get my self-care back in order so I can perform and be at my best for the coming months here.
Yeah, go ahead. And what's cool, you've been doing the Doomer.
I've been doing it for almost 2 years straight now.
Well, I was going to say, and the Doomer Bloomer the Doomer Bloomer podcast is all about self-care and self-treatment and improving one's life and the life lessons that your guests share with you, which can help the listener. And that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? So what's going to happen for about 7 or 8 days is I'll be guest hosting a couple of episodes. I think we've got 2 or 3 episodes that are locked in, and maybe you'll add another one for me, but basically give some cross promotion here. Let's talk about some of the history of the Doomer Bloomer podcast. What made you want to do that podcast or do a podcast in the first place? How did it all come to be, Will?
Well, the Doomer Bloomers was a brainchild of myself and my friend John Wynn, as he likes to go on the podcast. And really, it was a way for me to cure my insomnia at first, because I'm a type of person who has a lot of things on the go all the time, and it's sometimes hard for me to sleep at night because I just have all these ideas running multiple tracks in my brain at the same time. And I like to be busy, but not, you know, not like overrun. So the podcast was a way to, get our voice out there and provide a platform for people who don't necessarily have a voice. You know, the unstated mission is to talk about the hero's journey and find the Doomer Bloomers out there who are maybe in a darker or a, you know, not so great place, but just need a little bit of tools and help and support to get on the other side to becoming a bloomer. And that's the type of audience and the type of listener and the type of people that we're looking for. We're really trying to build a community of people trying to better themselves, better their lives, whether in entrepreneurship or just, you know, working a regular job. That's what it's all about, right? Trying to become a better human being at the end of the day.
The term Doomer Bloomer, when I did your show, it's an interesting term that I don't think I really had heard before. And it's spelled Doomer, D-O-O-M-E-R, and then Bloomer, the traditional Bloomer. But it's almost like it could be spelled Doom, D-O-O-M, or O-R, Bloom. You know, Doom or Bloom. You know what I mean? Because it's like, depending on your perspective of where you're at in your life, you could feel like you're in impending doom, especially with these past, 16 or 18 months we've all experienced worldwide together as a world community. There is a feeling of doom, and so it's an interesting thing of how do you go from that. And people had problems before 16 or 18 months ago. The world wasn't perfect 16 or 18 months ago either, you know what I mean? So how do people go from that feeling of, man, my life's not on track, I don't feel like I'm doing what I should be doing, I wish I was doing something else, I wish I lived somewhere else, I wish I didn't have this relationship that I'm in, or a lack of relationship, And then it's like, how do you turn that around to make things bloom? That's what I got from the show title. Am I on track there, or is there more to it, or is it different?
Well, I mean, the unofficial tagline for the show is we are the cure for COVID-19. And I mean that in the sense of like COVID-19 is not necessarily a physical disease. Sometimes, as you mentioned, it's permeated culture in such a way, it almost feels like that's the only thing everybody is talking about constantly. It's kind of a way, like it was the doomer bloomer, like a traditional doomer. If you look up the term doomer on, let's say, an Urban Dictionary, it's generally defined as somebody in their mid to late 20s. They're either hardcore addicted to some substances, whether that be drugs, alcohol, et cetera, et cetera. And then they have an existential dread or existential view that the world is never going to get better. And then on the opposite side of the coin, a bloomer is somebody who has basically, again, turned their life around and became more on the sunnier side of life. And I just combined them, or John suggested that we combine these two terms or these two opposing ideas, kind of like the yin and yang. So the dark interspersed with the light. And we all have that shadow, like Carl Jung calls it the shadow. So a true doomer bloomer is somebody who has fully integrated the darker or the deeper depths of themselves and have been through that hero's journey, the dark pit of despair, and come out the other side a better, more complete person, if you will. So I don't pigeonhole the term. Especially when you look at the logo, there's so many different symbolisms there. If you get doom or bloom out of the title, then that's what doom or bloomer means to you. It can be interpreted in very many different ways. There's no one way or one correct way to look at it, in my opinion.
Yeah, when you mentioned the logo, and I remember I purchased one of your shirts, which I'm sure I'll wear during the podcast that I'm the guest host of. That's the other reason, folks, while we're doing this kind of cross promotion, because like I said, Will's going to take a week off or so, and I'm going to guest host some episodes. I believe we have a podcaster herself, Amanda, will be on one of the shows that I'll be guest hosting, and another gentleman. So I'm looking forward to this and keeping the spirit of the show going. Will, you mentioned the insomnia thing. Is that something you're still dealing with? I don't know if you want to talk about that, but I know a lot of people suffer from that. I've had some bouts of it, not prevalent, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I occasionally go through bouts of insomnia. It's better now since I've been medicated for my bipolar disorder. I still go through occasional periods where I don't sleep very well or sleep very much. I'm kind of a light sleeper to begin with, but lately things have calmed down. But you know, as like I say, I'm a big proponent of the Tao Te Ching, and there are calms and then there are storms, and we're always cycling through calms and storms, right? You know, we don't ever cure life. Like, life is managed, and we don't get rid of problems. We just get better problems, in my opinion.
I like that. That's a great line. That's a great line. That reminds me of Mo Money, Mo Problems, which was, I think, a Big Papa, Notorious B.I.G. song or something. But I think about the sleep thing, although insomnia, it's definitely a serious issue. I have times when my sleep cycle will be off. I'm kind of going through that now. When I'm up till 4 or 5 in the morning, And then I'm waking up at like 10:30 or 11 in the morning. So I'm getting somewhere between 5 and 6 hours of sleep as opposed to 8 hours of sleep. But I did read something once in a book that was either about exercise or health or something. And it said that the human, for the most part, your body doesn't necessarily want to subscribe to a standard, you know, you're awake for 16 hours and you're going to go to sleep for 8 hours and it's going to be the same routine day in and day out, you know, for the rest of your life. Your body is going to have like a kind of a 26-hour cycle, or the way that I explained it was, it's basically natural to have some nights where you get less sleep and some nights where you get more sleep. Now, that's not the same as having insomnia where you're not sleeping for several days on end. Don't get me wrong. But if you have some nights where, like, hey, I got 4 hours of sleep for a night, or even two or three, but you functioned, that might be okay. It's okay not to have a perfect sleep schedule is just my little point here. That's all.
Yeah, like, it's summertime right now, so my sleep schedule is a little more, like, lackadaisical. But generally speaking, I try to keep it the same, like 10 at night, and then I try to be up by 6 in the morning. But that doesn't necessarily work for everybody, but it works for me. If I keep to a regular routine, I generally perform better. But there is no, there's no cookie cutter options, in my opinion. That's why, like, when I, you know, get different, when I talk to different people or different guests on the show, I try to get as much varied opinions about different topics as possible, because just because something works for somebody won't necessarily mean that it's going to work for somebody else, right? Like the last episode, we were talking about how meditation can help you snap out of depressions, or like having a decent morning routine can help you get over long-term depressive cycles. But if you're in a deep depression, sometimes it's hard to snap yourself out of it just by, you know, doing regular things. It really depends on where you are in that depression.
Right. But there was something I saw recently, Will, that was like, it was something about like anxiety. And basically the statement was, you know, people feel like they have anxiety and sometimes they go to a doctor and get a pill for anxiety, but it's like, wait a minute. Maybe you're anxious about something that's wrong in your life. For instance, if you have a job that you can't stand and you have anxiety, sure, you can take a pill for the anxiety, which might numb the feeling. However, you still have that job that you can't stand, or you're still living in a city that you don't like, or you've outgrown, or you're not making enough money, or you're in a poor relationship with a spouse, or you don't talk to your kids. So sometimes society has lent itself to, well, if you exercise more, or maybe you eat less chocolate, or you eat more chocolate, or if you take this pill, then you won't feel your anxiety. But if you kind of examine, why am I feeling anxiety? It's because I have a bad relationship with my spouse. I have a bad relationship with my parents, bad relationship with my kids, bad relationship with my boss. I hate my job. And if you actually took the time, it might be tougher to say, well, maybe I got to quit this job and find a new one, or find a new one before I quit the old one. Or maybe I have to see a therapist with my spouse, or maybe we have to split up. But sometimes you have to actually hit those, find the core of the problem rather than try to numb it. You know what I mean?
Well, that would be called a Band-Aid solution. I think a lot of the times we get offered Band-Aid solutions for a lot of deeper set issues. And like I was talking about earlier is that we all have that shadow or that darker self inside of us. And if we start pushing that down or pushing that away, It can come back and bite you in the ass in really unexpected ways. You know, I know for myself, like if you have unprocessed trauma that you haven't dealt with, it can really come back and hit you really hard unexpectedly. So it's better, like you said, to actually face your problems, even though,
right.
It may be hard in the moment. It may be hard on the day to day, but it's just like anything. I mean, how do they make better steel? They keep forging it by fire until it gets tempered. Right. And as a human being, we're not designed to just stand by and rust, right? You have to keep tempering yourself. You have to try and at least make an effort to improve and get better, right? And it doesn't happen overnight. It's not an overnight process. It's just like, I have these issues with my spouse, or I have these issues with depression. It's not like you just flip a switch the next day, you're fine, right? It's a gradual step-by-step process. And it's not like you take two steps forward and then, you know, another step back. It's just everybody progresses at their own time and their own pace. And there's no one right way or wrong way to do anything, in my opinion, you know, so it's all individual.
You mentioned, it's individual, but you mentioned a partner, a friend, John. Could you tell me more about your friendship? And did you guys meet in school? Were you guys childhood friends? And what's his contribution to the show? And if you want to send a shout out to him or see how he's doing, please go right ahead.
I met John in 2011, so in September, it'll be 10 years ago. I met John when I was doing an exchange program in Quebec and the other side of Canada. I was learning French and teaching English, and then he came into our friend group because he was dating one of the girls in the program. And then we just kind of bonded over just like ideas, business ideas, life experiences. And he was just genuine person, like a very just like candid, to the point, like, this is my life and, you know, this is who I am, accept me or don't. He's kind of a no bullshit, no BS kind of individual. And we kind of just kept that spark of a friendship,
as they say.
Yeah. Like, we just kind of kept that spark of a friendship going. I went back and seen him a couple times, or at least once in Quebec after I moved away. And then he ultimately moved out west to Vancouver around 2015. To pursue more business opportunities out west. Ultimately, he ended up in Edmonton, Alberta. And then I twisted his arm. He was quite interested in starting a podcast. And we initially started it just between the two of us, again, to kind of just make a commentary on the state of the world at the time, like especially during it would have been like in the heyday of the Trump era, and like how gonzo the political culture and what we call clown world order had become. And we were basically saying collectively that it's okay to be a moderate person. You don't have to be an extreme left person, and you don't have to be an extreme right person. It's okay to have a more nuanced opinion on things and take the individual events or the individual consequences in stride and make an informed opinion without bringing extreme left ideas or extreme left extreme right ideas. And then they're just, you know, there doesn't seem to ever be a proper discord on any topic anymore. It's like you're either labeled as an extreme left person or an extreme right person. And your Facebook feed has just become an echo chamber of your existence. With the Doomer Bloomer podcast, right. Like, and he's the one who came up with the name, you know, because he would have classically defined himself as a doomer in his late 20 period. And both of us, you know, and I can't really speak for all of his experiences, but, you know, it's been kind of a rough road for himself and myself to kind of get where we're going, you know. But like I was saying earlier, you're tempered, or you're forged or made stronger by that temperance, throughout your life's path. And I would consider John one of my closest and most trusted friends. He's kind of taken a bit of a step back from the podcast just because he wants to focus more on his business, which I respect. But he is also the type of person that once he comes back and wants to be more creative, he will put his heart and soul into whatever he's doing. So. He's just generally, like you said,
that's a great testimony to friendship, man.
Yeah, I probably gonna give him a call tonight. Actually, see what he's up to. He just celebrated his birthday, so I should wish him some birthday wishes. So,
well, wish him a happy birthday. And I think it's interesting. Is here I am in the United States. You guys are up in Canada, and you know, for many Americans, Canada, it's kind of a mystery, to be honest. I mean, we kind of get our sound bites, like we get our Michael Myers and we get our Catherine O'Hara's, and we enjoy hockey. At least I do. Although Tampa Bay here in Florida was successful in winning a couple of championships, but most of the players are Canadian, so you know, and we enjoy the O Canada song. It's a great national anthem. It's a wonderful song. So I think there's an interesting dynamic with America and our neighbors to both the North and the South, meaning Mexico, that with Mexico, it's almost, I mean, you talk about the wall and who's going to pay for this wall. And there's almost this tension with Mexico, but every once in a while, someone wants to go down there and party it up for a week and don't drink the water. So there's kind of this condescending attitude with Canada, at least from my perspective, Will, and I am French Canadian myself, heritage wise. So, but there's a bit of a vagueness to me, and I could be wrong, but when America thinks of Canada, it's, we don't quite know what to think or quite know what to have an opinion, and there's no, you know what I mean? There's no set of rules that say, well, you're an American and you think of Canada this way. It's almost like we don't know what to really to think or to say. Just kind of thinking out loud here. You know what I mean? So, well,
it's funny you should say that, because the original name for the podcast, it was going to be called the Maple Truths, or like the Maple Truth. And it was supposed to be a Canadian perspective on American politics, culture, and society. But we kind of ultimately went with something that was more universally able to grow. Whereas I didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves into like, we're the Canadians that just talk about American politics and stuff. I kind of wanted to be more diverse in opinion. So there's still an element, I think, of that Canadian identity, and we do often speak to it every once in a while when we are discussing different issues that come to light. But that was then. This is now, and you know, I think what we've ultimately created long term is more relatable I think everybody goes through periods of darker, less vibrational wise, less energy, a deeper, darker energy. It's not to say that it's bad energy. It's just a different energy, and you have to acknowledge it and use it in a different way than you would be it if you're at a higher or a lighter vibrational frequency. You know, they're just energies, but they're equal and opposite to each other. So that's how I kind of view the dichotomy or the contrast, if you will, in the long term.
Well, I think that's a great point, and a great point and a great approach, because, you know, I mean, look, I've watched a lot of Tony Robbins stuff, and the gentleman, he passed away. He was a really good guy, a public speaker. Put a blank on his name, of course, but Wayne Dyer. If you're talking about self-help in particular, yeah, Wayne Dyer was really good. But if you talk about self-help and motivation, you know, it's a thing where without acknowledging that sometimes life is just tougher than other times for the individual. And if you can't just say, hey, look, the next 6 years or the next 2 years may not be the easiest time of my life, or this might be the tough time, or I'm going through a tough time and I don't want to. If people don't acknowledge that and tip their hat to it and just try to put it's just jumping jacks your way out of a bad mood, that's not always going to be effective. So I think what's cool about yourself, Will, that you're very open and honest about, hey, I'm taking on some issues, and this podcast serves to connect with people on a level that they don't have to feel like the perfect sunshine meme. You know, it doesn't always have to be Skittles in the park every single moment. You know, there can be times when you use that different frequency to accomplish great things and to make things happen, or even set the table for things that might happen 3 or 4 years later. So it's been great talking to you about this, Will. Is there anything else you want to say about yourself, your history, or the show before we prepare for this week of guest hosting spots for myself?
I just want to say that if you are listening on YouTube or any of the other platforms, Spotify, Apple, or Google, we're basically on all the platforms. We're very approachable. You know what I mean? I don't do this in a vacuum just to hear my own voice. I'm really the main reason, or the main purpose, if there is, you know, a purpose to all of this, is to connect with real people in real life doing real things in all different diverse niches, industries, and backgrounds. I'm on Twitter, the Doomer Podcast, on the Facebook and Instagram, and we have a Discord server set up as well. It's free. There's lots of resources in the Discord server for people to check out. If you're trying to start your own podcast or start your own YouTube channel, there are also resources you can check out on the Doomer Bloomer website. And if you're just surfing the internet or surfing the web and you got nothing better to do, just go to www.thedoomerbloomerpodcast.com, all one word. And all of the history of the episodes, we're up to this will be the 45th episode overall in the 2 years. So we have quite a history built up on a lot of different topics and a lot of different speakers and a lot of different areas. So I'm not the type of person that says, hey, watch it from start to finish. Kind of choose your own adventure, because that's what life is. It's not about following exactly in the footsteps of somebody else. It's about connecting the dots in your own life and choosing the path that works best for you, and then, you know, maybe taking on some of the benefit of mistakes of others to ultimately become, like I said, a more integrated person of the shadow realm and the light. So we're not just not an incomplete person. We're a person who shows up, who is real, who is genuine. Whether you're going through a bad, shitty period or not, I'm always approachable, and ready to be of service. That's what I really have to say.
Well, Will, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. Enjoy your week off. I'll be happy to take these co-hosting guest hosting spots. I'm looking forward to meeting the guests and keeping the momentum going. And, of course, you do have that T-shirt store. So if people are intrigued by the design you mentioned, how do they find the T-shirt with the logo on it?
I believe the link is Teespring at Doomer Bloomers. I will put a link to it into the description of all the videos. So it'll be like prominent if you know cool. you're on the website or on any of the platforms. It's the first thing you'll be able to see. All right.
Will Summer, man. So good to talk to you again, buddy. And thank you for those that have watched this on Subscribe to Mike Messier YouTube channel, those that have listened to it on Doomer Bloomer podcast. Mike Messier saying thanks for me and Will. And we look forward to having a great couple of guest host podcasts. Thanks, Will. Looking forward to it, buddy.
Cheers.